AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says Republican-controlled state legislatures are determined to make it harder for people to cast a ballot. In a speech at the Constitution Center in Philadelphia, the president said efforts have to be made now to inform voters of the restrictions and find ways to overcome those obstacles.
We're going to face another test in 2022, a new wave of unprecedented voter suppression and raw and sustained election subversion. We have to prepare now.
Some 50 Democrats in the Texas House are in Washington, part of an effort to stymie the Republican-controlled legislature and GOP Governor Greg Abbott from acting on new election bills that would eliminate drop boxes, motor voter locations, and require photo ID for absentee ballots. Vice President Kamala Harris met with them in Washington.
Defending the right of the American people to vote is as American as apple pie.
The governor is threatening to arrest the legislators and force them to stay at the state capitol until the measures he wants are passed. The Delta variant and the still sluggish vaccinations are some of the fuel of a resurgence in coronavirus cases. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Data from Johns Hopkins University shows case numbers have gone up in 48 states. Maine and South Dakota are the exceptions. Vaccination rates are lagging. There's the Delta variant, and there were 4th of July gatherings. Dr. David Dowdy at Johns Hopkins says it's reasonable to be a little more cautious.
To start to talk about re-implementing some measures to start to curb the spread.
This is nowhere near the peak virus numbers. Dr. Dowdy was asked what this surge means.
Hospitalizations rise. We'll probably see deaths go up, although not to the same extent because we have more people who are vaccinated.
But parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance.
This is AP News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there hasn't been a surge yet in migrants trying to flee Cuba by boat for the U.S. He warns against any such attempt.
To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States.
Demonstrations have erupted in Cuba against shortages of goods, rising prices, and power cuts. Some protesters are calling for a change of government. Texas state officials add 59 more deaths to the February cold wave and ensuing collapse of the Texas electric power grid. The deaths boost the toll from 151 to 210, most from exposure to the sometimes sub-zero temperatures. Harris County, home to Houston with the most deaths, 43. Travis County, with Austin as the largest city, had 28, and Dallas County had 20. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.